The dominant visual theme of this elegant secretary bookcase is an echoing pattern of ovals. Ovals unify the bookcase with the cabinet base. They form the pointed dividers, called mullions, on the glazed bookcase doors, and they ornament the veneered surfaces of the doors and drawers below. The front of the top center drawer drops down to provide a writing surface. Inside is an arrangement of small drawers and cubbyholes for paper and other supplies. Writing in 1793 about a similar work, which he called a gentleman's secretary, British furniture designer Thomas Sheraton explained, "This piece is intended for a gentleman to write at, to keep his own accounts, and serves as a library. The style of finishing is neat, and sometimes approaching to elegance." The rare example you see here is attributed to Nehemiah Adams of Salem, Massachusetts. Adams was one of the many cabinet makers on America's eastern seaboard who were working in the current English neoclassical mode at the beginning of the 19th century. Far from being a mere copyist, he helped create a distinctive regional style of cabinet forms, among which breakfront bookcases such as this gentleman's secretary are the most sophisticated.